là, ouh là là, ouh là là.
Greetings, everybody. Happy weekend, the first weekend of November 2019. This is an Abby Eats St. Louis Small Bites, looking ahead to the first weekend of officially cold weather season. And we're going to try to brighten it up for you a little bit. I'm your host, Abby Larico, joined, as always, by my lovely co-host, producer Dori Olmos.
Hello, everybody. Hope you're staying warm weekend. It's, oh, my goodness.
Like right now, even. We're recording this on Thursday, so happy belated Halloween by the time you're listening to this. And it's miserable outside.
Yes. Classic, so miserable.
Classic, like, memories of St. Louis Halloween. Last year for the Central West End party, it was so nice out. I wasn't even having to wear a jacket. And then this year, that was this past weekend, but it was a rain out, disgusting mess. Mm-hmm. Tonight would be even worse for people to be going out and doing something. But we hope you can get out and do something for Halloween. If not, don't worry. There's plenty of fun stuff to do this weekend, so you can just enjoy all that. So first, though, you probably have some candy to be eating throughout this weekend, and hopefully you got a chance to listen to our story episode, Treat Me in St. Louis, this past couple days. And Dori, we learned a ton about candy throughout all of this.
Yes, I was so surprised about all of the sweet little history that we have here in St. Louis. The fun dip that we found out about that's made here, or used to be made here, I guess, started here. And then that leads to
Sweet tarts and sprees. Yeah, and pixie sticks.
One of my favorites, pixie sticks. And candy corn. Like, we are both on team candy corn.
Yes, team candy corn.
And the fact that it has some ties here, really cool.
Yes, yeah. I want to know also what it is that people don't like about candy corn. I just kind of want to survey people about why they hate it. I guess it's a little waxy, but there's something about once you, like, it doesn't look appealing. When you look at it, it looks like a piece of plastic. Yes. But once you eat it, it's pretty good.
I like it.
There's people eat weirder looking stuff all the time.
I think people just love to hate on it.
That's true.
It's just a divisive thing.
It does divide people a ton. But it is kind of cool to learn that it got its start really here. And the fact that they used to call it chicken feed.
Chicken feed.
When we were doing that interview, you and I were both a little confused. And so we did some research afterward and realized that it really is a marketing thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's always such a big deal. But Dori, we both got to try Fun Dip again for the first time in several years. So you liked yours?
I did. I sat at my desk and I was just scooping it, making a mess. And I felt
it
all over my face. And it was like the start of my morning, too. So I'm like, great.
Ooh, that is true.
But it was very good.
At least you had the cherry flavored, which I believe is actually called Cherry Yum Diddly Dip. Which only Wonka could do. Yeah, it's so funny. And I had like the razzmatazz blue raspberry apple thing. So it looks like a cool bright blue color on your tongue for a little while. And then it just turns into this weird dark blue. Like my lips were kind of gray because it mixed in with my lipstick from earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hot mess, but I did enjoy it more than I thought I would.
Which is good.
Yes, that's the thing
about... Nice little flashback there.
Exactly. And that is the thing about candy. One of the big overarching themes we learned about in that story episode is that how candy is just a sweet reminder of things that of simpler times for a lot of us in a lot of different ways. So make sure you give that episode a listen. It's the latest one in your podcast feed, and let us know what you think about it. We work hard on those story episodes, so we like to hear that you guys like them too. But let's get to some news now, Dori.
Yeah.
We have a lot of developing interesting things that we're learning
about here.
Things
coming to St. Louis really is kind of the theme here today.
Mm-hmm.
We learned a little bit more about what is going into Ballpark Village, the whole big expansion that's going on down there. Two restaurants are going to be part of that.
Okay.
This will be right outside Busch Stadium. One of the restaurants, it's more of an upscale eatery, called Davio's Northern Italian Steakhouse.
I'm very intrigued by the inclusion of the word Northern Italian.
Yes. Just I don't know exactly what that means. I should probably do some research on that, but I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I think I've heard a lot of times that, you know, in St. Louis or in the United States, even we eat one specific type of Italian food. Mm. And then, so I'm just curious to know what this Northern Italian differentiation is going to be and like how they choose to differentiate themselves from other Italian restaurants.
Especially the Hill, yeah.
Yeah, especially we have upscale ones already downtown. So what is it that they're going to do a little bit differently? But
bring to the plate.
Exactly. But speaking of that, there are also other kind of interesting repeat ideas that we're seeing in this development.
I know. Yeah. So the other place that's coming is called Sports and Social. So this is going to be another one of your big gathering places. I think it said it was going to be like 9,000 square feet. where they're going to have family-friendly atmosphere, food, drinks, and all of those sort of games that you expect at these type of social places. But there was one game that caught my eye, and I don't know if you see it on here in our little rundown, called Duck Pin Bowling. Have you ever heard of that?
Maybe.
So it's popular in Baltimore where we played it.
Yeah.
And I was so excited to see that they were going to be bringing this here. So basically it's like bowling, but a little bit smaller.
Oh.
The balls are like so much easier to throw for somebody who like has trouble getting those balls.
And like sometimes it's annoying that you're bowling and then your wrist hurts the next day or your arm hurts. It's like, wait a minute, I was just goofing off and now I'm sore
now
from bowling.
Right.
That's cool.
So it's like kind of miniature version. So I'm really excited if that really is coming here. That'll be a really cool addition to St. Louis.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, again, we're going to have to see which ones wind up winning the game when it comes to game-oriented bars.
Right, but. Right. Another one coming. So Twisted Ranch, one of our favorite little St. Louis-esque places.
They Very are, viral.
Yes. They are expanding. They're now open inside Traps in the Grove.
Cool.
So got another spot to go check out all of those flavors. They have 33 ranch flavors.
It's such an interesting concept. The way that Trops in the Grove does stuff is they have kind of a little shack in there. So you go up and it's the regular bar and you can get your drinks and it's, you know, the alcoholic smoothies and slushies and things like that. Very delicious, very sweet. But you can go in there, but then there's like a little separate almost food stand. It used to be Gorilla Street. Now that it's Twisted Ranch, I think that really makes sense. That seems like a good demographic, you know, that seems like it would be an attractive place for people to stop by. I like the fact that Twisted Ranch is having another spot because people literally come visit me in St. Louis and they're like, can we go to the ranch restaurant?
Yes, exactly.
People know about it. I'm just very interested to know what it will taste like washing down ranch dressing with like a Bahama flavored fruity
a sweet
punch
tart.
Thing. Yeah, like, yeah, that's going to be kind of interesting.
Yep. So another update at our Union Station developments that are going on. The Train Shed restaurant is going to be opening November 18th. So another spot where you can check out down there by the wheel and where the aquarium is going up. This is going to be more of a contemporary cuisine and creative cocktails menu. They haven't really released exactly what is on the menu yet, but that's sort of how they're teasing it.
Probably like typical American food, but maybe a slightly more upscale. Either way, sounds good to me. I mean, especially because that soda fountain has had quite a wait, especially on weekends.
Yes.
It's like an hour long for
it
some people to get in.
It was 2 hours when we went there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, more
they
options.
They weren't even taking people anymore. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, speaking of wait, this next story is one that I know a lot of people have been waiting for.
A lot of people, the Popeye's chicken sandwich is coming back this weekend.
This weekend?
This weekend,
I saw the date and I was like, November 3rd, that's a long time from
this
now.
Sunday.
But man, it's the weekend. Yeah,
yep,
wow.
This Sunday, they said it'll be back every day now. So they are anticipating the crowds and promising that they're going to have the supply for all of us to try it.
So I went to a high school journalism convention last week or so, and I was talking to some students and just getting like doing one-on-one sessions, and this girl told me that she was working part-time while she's a senior in high school. And I asked her where, and she said, oh, I'm just working at Popeye's. And the first thing I thought of was, okay, was it crazy when the chicken sandwich was happening?
Mm-hmm.
And she said it was insane.
I can't imagine.
People were – it was really stressful for them. And, you know, they enjoyed it, and they tried to keep up morale, but it was a really tough time to be a fast food worker for them. I mean, it's already a tough job, especially for a teenager, you know, who's probably coming to this job after a stressful day at school.
Mm-hmm.
And then to have people yelling at you about when you're getting a chicken sandwich back. Like my
or if they run out, right?
Hey, my public service announcement of the day is be nice to people while you're trying to get your Popeye's chicken sandwich. And if you don't get a Popeye's chicken sandwich, we have so many good options for chicken sandwiches around the St. Louis area.
Yes.
I like Shake Shacks a lot. The one Southern has great chicken. Just
Bird and Barrel.
Bird and Barrel. There are plenty of places where you can go get a chicken sandwich.
Yes.
It's funny that they're dropping it on a Sunday though when Chick-fil-A is closed.
I sense a little shade.
It's a little shade. Now, one thing that I heard about, so I want to get on the record with it, but I can't find any evidence to substantiate it. So this way I'm saying I told you so without having to completely stand on this fact, is that I thought I heard that it was only coming to certain parts of the country, and I don't recall St. Louis being in that area.
Oh, I have not seen that.
So it's one of those where it was like in the west coast of Florida and like random other states. Yeah, kind of random. And I feel like I heard that on the radio, but I've been looking for it everywhere and I can't find anything to substantiate that. So just warning. And then let us know on Instagram at Abby Eats St. Louis. Please tag us in your story when you inevitably post the pictures of your Popeyes chicken sandwich, because we want to know if you get to try them.
We want to know. We haven't tried them yet.
Yes. Hopefully it winds up being one of the best things you've ever eaten with all this hype. But for now, let's focus in on the week. Dory, what's the best thing you had to eat this week?
So mine is actually chicken related, and it's actually a two-part. So this week, before it got crazy cold outside, we fired up the grill.
Nice.
Maybe one last time for the winter. I don't know. We'll see. Oh, I know. So sad. And we made some hot wings. So we did them trashed.
On the grill?
On the grill. Hot wings trashed style. Have you ever heard of that or tried that?
I think I've tried that at like a restaurant.
Yes.
Though, so.
So basically you season it and then you throw it on the grill, get it mostly done, and then toss it in the wing sauce.
Ooh.
And then put it back on the grill so it gets a little crispy.
Nice.
And it's so tasty that way. We did it with Old Bay and... Oh my gosh.
You guys love your Old Bay.
We do love our Old Bay.
That sounds really good though.
So that's something we ate a lot when we were in Baltimore, but we haven't really been able to find some good wings here in St. Louis. So I want to know from our Instagram followers, where is the best place to get wings around here? I got to know. We need to know.
And I want to add consistently best wings.
Yes.
Because sometimes you go to a place and you just get some really awesome wings and then you go back and you're like, oh. This is not what I wanted it to be.
And there have been places that we've tried, we've heard were really good. We went, we were just like,
yeah,
womp, womp,
right,
know?
Right.
So I need to know. Got to know where to get the good wings in town.
Hey, throw that poll up on Instagram.
I will.
Hopefully people will satisfy Dory's need for wings, especially because she can't be cooking them herself all winter long.
Right, not out on the grill. It's going to be way too cold.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
All right, what about you?
Well, speaking of trashed style, mine was a Sunday brunch, and I say that because it was a very late brunch. We had a family wedding on Friday, on Saturday night, and my sister and I decided we were going to sleep in quite late afterward, as it happens. And we went just down the street to Kingside Diner in the Central West End, and I made her ride bikes, which was hilarious, you know, when you're up on a Sunday morning trying to get yourself to brunch. And
after a wedding.
After a wedding. We were very tired. We had danced a lot the night before. And so we went to brunch and we got the Bloody Marys, which were really good. We did biscuits and gravy for the table. I got the Huevos Rancheros and she got a Slinger. And it was just... We ate and ate and ate and then went home and just like sat.
That's all you can do.
You just have to sit after a big meal like that. But sometimes that's just exactly what you need to like end your weekend.
Yes,
just,
that sounds lovely. I love it.
It was awesome. It was awesome. I love a good weekend. And hey, speaking of weekends, there's still plenty of opportunities this weekend to get out and do something fun, even if it is going to be kind of crappy outside. I know you're hearing this after Halloween, but just in case you didn't get a chance to stop by the Hideout where they're having their Corpse Reviver pop-up, Halloween-themed pop-up that is still open this weekend, Friday and Saturday, before it closes. So if you still want to get the Halloween out of your system, just a quick note that that is still open this weekend. But if you're trying to get onto something new, maybe start the month off on a new note, the First Friday Spirits Program, the Experimental Spirits Program over at Still 630 is happening this weekend. And this is definitely something that you'll want to, first, before you go, re-listen to our Spirits of St. Louis episode. If you're thinking about going, listen to that episode. If you don't get a chance to go, but you want to keep it on your calendar for next month, listen to that episode because the guys there are so interesting. And I know that they will take care of you at this event. They have craft cocktails from 5 to 10 at 6:30. Everyone gets to try their latest concoction, the experimental spirit they come up with, for free. So they really do treat it like an educational experience, but it's fun and it's free and it's a cool thing worth stopping by for sure. And speaking of cool things, this is something that Dory, you had to look up to make sure it was real.
A real thing, yes. It was very interesting. It's called Whining in Your Wedding Dress. So grab that wedding dress that's, you know, shoved all the way in the back of your closet, throw it on, head down to Sugar Creek Winery in Defiance, and enjoy the company of other women in their wedding dresses or bridesmaid dresses.
You can also wear
that too.
That's my favorite part because for team hashtag always a bridesmaid, never a bride. then finally you get an excuse to wear that $200 dress you had to buy to wear in one girl's pictures for a little bit. But anyway. Who's salty about that? Not me. Let's talk about Dia de los Muertos instead. That's happening at the Missouri History Museum Saturday and Sunday. And they're going to have all the different cultural displays that are associated with Day of the Dead. There are sugar skulls everywhere. I went over to the History Museum before recording this podcast and got to see some of the displays they have. It's a really cool way that the Hispanic community and the Hispanic culture honors the people that they've lost and truly does celebrate. So, of course, like any good party, a celebration has a lot of food. So they've assured me there's going to be plenty of food, pretty much anything that has a tortilla associated with it. You can get at the Dia de los Muertos celebration of Hispanic culture this weekend. That's Saturday and Sunday.
And then on Sunday, if you're in that fall sort of mood, head on over to Alpha Brewing in South City for a chili cook-off. Tickets are required. They're $23 and includes a porcelain bowl, metal spoon, and all the chili that you could desire to eat. Sounds tasty. I got a whole thing of chili going on in my kitchen right now. I cannot wait to get home and smell that.
Oh, my gosh. You know what's crazy? I almost made chili today.
Yeah.
But then I have plans for lunch with my grandma, so I'm going to go do that instead. But
yeah,
I think I have some chili in my forecast for the weekend. But honestly, chili and beer and getting a free bowl and spoon out of it.
Heck yeah.
That sounds awesome. But, you know, that again, with any ticketed event or any of the events that we mentioned, make sure you check with the venue first because, for example, if something sells out, we don't want you to get there and then be bummed and mad at us. So check on it first and get your tickets early for all those things. And as always, let us know what you guys get into over the weekend. We always want to hear from you. We love it when you tag us in things or DM us about whatever. We're at Abby Eats St. Louis on Instagram. You can also send us an email, podcast@ksdk.com. Honestly, Instagram is usually better. Mm-hmm. But if you want to email, that's totally fine too. podcast@ksdk.com. But the best thing that you can do for yourself and for us this weekend is to subscribe, write us a review. If you have any suggestions or feedback or things that you want us to talk about, send us a DM on that as well. You know, but maybe after giving us a 5-star review because you like us so much. And we like you too. And we appreciate you tuning in to this Abby Eats St. Louis Small Bite. For myself and producer Dory, have a great weekend and seize the plate.